relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Can I throw everything out of the window? Everything we've rehearsed, the cuts, the articles, the little notes I've made. Let's just throw it out of the window! Latest report. I'm going to post it right now, thanks to Mr. G. According to Red State and others, go to my Twitter feed, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, who on Instagram, was it yesterday, day before, posted her video how, I was under assault and there was a white man and I was looking through the hinges of the door and they were chanting my name and I thought they were going to kill me. She wasn't in the Capitol building when the breach of the security occurred. Now, I knew she was a fraud, but that kind of lie ends a career. Let's ask our good friend on the West Coast, host of The Morning Answer. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, do you have anything to say on this breaking news about Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez?
Yeah, they're calling her Alexandria Ocasio-Smollett, as in Jesse Smollett. And, you know, Seb, I actually heard about this. Red State, God love them, our colleagues at redstate.com broke this story a few hours ago. And we have seen, probably, or maybe you've even played here on this program, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez two different times on two different days talking about how she was fearing
the video
for her life
that she made
at the Capitol.
Right,
yeah,
she made
two different videos. And she said that they were coming in after her, that she was trapped in the bathroom and she was holding the door shut. And she even used her hands to describe how she was trying to fend off the people who were chanting her name. And then she said she was hiding out in offices. Well, it turns out, at least according to Red State, that she was not even in the Capitol. As you mentioned, when the breach happened, she was in the Cannon office building. And come on, is this, where is the impeachment? Where is the call for, you know, all of these censure, whatever it is, get her off the committee? This is what they would do to Republicans. They would rake them over the coals. Right now, if you go to CNN, any other major mainstream media outlet, it is crickets. You have to go to conservative media to find out she was telling lies.
I don't want to overreact, but
should be overreact. It's so ridiculous.
But
it's crazy.
But in terms of my analysis, isn't this the kind of lie that ends careers?
Some careers. I don't know if it's going to end
good answer.
Her career. And
good answer.
Here's why I think it's actually worse than even maybe we're realizing. If you remember in one of these videos that she was talking about being attacked, she started going into how she had been assaulted in her life and how this was the second attack. Now, if I'm someone who maybe was touched by this story and her vulnerability about being attacked, which is something that's a common experience for a lot of women in this country, even some men in this country, if I were one of those people who were touched by that, I would feel completely lied to. I mean,
betrayed.
Yeah, you would feel absolutely betrayed. What are you doing for, if you're supposed to be painting yourself as a strong woman, as an example of a feminist, you don't do this kind of stuff. You don't create drama. You talk about your strength from what you have gone through in your life, not what you are making up, not fantasy.
Okay, so what is going to happen? What's going to be the scenario now? This, you are a media personality. You're a rock star on radio. Can the institutional media keep a lid on this, Jennifer Horn?
I think they're going to try. But come on, if any late-night comic, if Jimmy Kimmel, if Stephen Colbert, if any of those people, Jimmy Fallon, if they have any credibility at all, this is a story that is primed for them. Come on, this is an SNL sketch waiting to happen. The memes right now, if you start going through social media and you look up the hashtag Alexandria Ocasio-Smollett, it's hysterical what they've come up with.
Could
on
you imagine
social
a skit?
Media.
Of her, yeah. And she's actually in a Starbucks, and she's talking about how they're coming to get her, and she's lying about me. I mean, you can have such...
drinking her chai latte.
Drinking her latte, and, oh, he's white, and he was wearing a beanie. I mean, what... Okay, let's flip it. Let's think about her. What kind of person does that? Because, you know, I'm
the
not
same
making
kind
any
of person,
excuse.
The same kind of person that said Ted Cruz was trying to murder her. I mean,
this
is what she does. It's par for the course. She's got a flair... for the dramatic, and this is how she thinks she's going to steal headlines. This is how she thinks she's going to challenge Chuck Schumer. I mean, if I'm Chuck Schumer today, I'm going, ha-ha, not so fast, AOC. I mean, it's
oh, but
just,
can
ridiculous.
I predict something? Can I predict something?
Yeah,
the GOP will do nothing. They will miss this opportunity to show the left for who they are, utterly and completely. Am I being too squinical?
No. And what I think should happen is if President Trump's lawyers are seeing this right now, they should lead with this, and they should talk about how Democrats are playing on the emotions of the American people, and they are not using truth or facts to do it. And this is a prime example of that. I hope they're listening. I hope they see this article from Red State that is out there right now about AOC being in her office during the Capitol attacks, not being chased by
on.
A group of
in
angry insurrectionists.
In another building.
Yeah, Capitol adjacent. I mean, in real estate, that's across the street.
This is just too delicious. Okay, that was breaking news, at least for me it was. Now we've got to go to what I was planning to do. Let's get back to business. But it's another lady who has maybe issues with reality and the truth. She is the president's spokesperson, the Spocks. And we have a great cut that Jeff got for us. Jen Psaki, we're trying to still make sense of what she's trying to say here. This is her on... the China strategy of Beijing Biden. Video cut four.
We haven't heard the president, we haven't seen a readout of the president talking to President Xi, and I was wondering if there's something scheduled or when that might be. It's been a couple weeks?
Less than 2 weeks, actually. It may seem longer to you. Our approach to China and our approach to our relationship in China with China, is strategic, obviously. And we are working to ensure that we are approaching that relationship from a position of strength.
Sorry. Hang on. As a guy who actually was called a strategist in the White House, who taught strategy for several years, to put it mildly. Our relationship with China is strategic. You mean it's not Belgium?
Strategery is what it is. It's, you know what their strategy with China is to hand over the keys to the power grid, which Joe Biden did last week.
And get more money for Hunter.
Their strategy is to make as much money as they can, and they don't care what the American people are. I have to tell you, she doesn't know it. But I have like this war going on with Jen Psaki.
Ooh.
And it has nothing to do with what she says, because clearly I'm not going to like what she says. I'm not going to like 99% of what she says, because she's spewing for Joe Biden.
Hang on. You
thus
like,
far,
you like
very
5%?
Dangerous.
What is this 5%?
No, I said 99. I said 99%.
One. You're 1%.
Goodbye.
I'm
the
doing
1%
new
is when she says, I'm done. But here's the deal with Jen Psaki. So my background is in public relations and it's in journalism. And so I watched this. And here's what was great about Kayleigh McEnany and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And by the way, Sean Spicer, he might have been a little edgy, but what they all did is they all provided information. Whether you liked what they were telling you or not, they didn't do a lot of circling back or seeming unprepared. They never seemed like they were caught in the headlights.
Yes.
Jen Psaki has worked for the State Department. She was the press secretary for the State Department. She went to cable news. She's been a pundit for a long time. She should be prepared for this position. And instead, she stands there every single day. She looks caught off guard. She looks caught by surprise. She ums and ahs. She circles back. We've all heard those montages about 75 times during each press briefing. And then we learned a couple of days ago that she's actually screening reporter questions before she even gets out there. I mean, are you kidding me? That's like, I mean, she's not even reading the Cliff Notes before she goes out and takes the test. She's getting the answers and she still looks vastly unprepared. And it drives me insane, because if you're going to go through the charade of being transparent and having a press briefing every single day, well, try answering a question. Otherwise, it's no good. It's a waste of an hour of people's time sitting there and watching and maybe getting one or two answers, and the rest I'll get back to you, which I've checked. They never do.
Yes. Okay. And then last 30 seconds.
By the way, AOC yes. just tweeted.
What? Did she tweet at you? Has the fight begun?
No, she said, this is the latest manipulative take on the right. They are manipulating the fact that most people don't know the layout of the Capitol. We were all in the Capitol complex. The attack wasn't just on the dome. The bombs Trump supporters planted surrounded our offices, too.
A bomb that surrounded, you mean the two pipe bombs that were the DNC
and the RNC?
Those are big bombs. If they could, because the Capitol complex is about 3 square miles. Those are big bombs. That's like something out of a Monty Python cartoon. We're going to be back with the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, none other than Jennifer Horn. Stay on this channel. I love Wonder Woman, the original Linda Carter, although she's a Dem. But I have greater respect for the man who said, fighting for your rights in your satin tights, and got away as a lyric for a theme tune for a TV show. I doff my cap. We are back. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with our good buddy on the West Coast, fighting the fight for truth every single day on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show. We must discuss your representative from California and his future plans, a man with a peculiarly very small diameter neck. But we'll get to that in a moment. But as an expert in not only media, but public relations, as you've shared with us already, and as you prove every single day, I have to exploit this moment to play a little bit of a longer cut from the governor of Florida, talking about big tech, but demonstrating how it is done. This is, somebody needs to do this on this kind of split screen. Jen Psaki, Vice Governor DeSantis.
Yes.
All right, isn't that, that's the way to do it.
That's what we want to see.
Okay, play cut. Cut 9, Governor DeSantis.
Hunter Biden's story was true, okay? We now know it was true. And the typical corporate media outlets, they just chose to ignore it. Obviously, they wanted to beat Trump. They had a view on the election. They didn't want to give it any air. So we rely on social media to go around that, not let corporate legacy media outlets control the discourse and let us speak. So you had the New York Post to run it, and you couldn't get any traction. You couldn't get any reach on it because big tech put their thumb on the scale. So that was true. What they said at the time, oh, it's a conspiracy, or it's based on hacked information. Are you kidding me? You're trying to tell me if there was hacked information that could damage me, you guys wouldn't print it? Give me a break. You can whiz on my leg, but don't tell me it's raining. You guys would print it every single day if you could. And big tech would allow it to proliferate every single day, 24/7. So it's not being done on a principled basis. And it's not, There's threats on me. And it only gets taken down if law enforcement goes and tells them to do it. Otherwise, it just stays up. They're not moderating any of that. So they haven't done a good job in it. The thumb's always on the scale in one direction. And we just need to bring some protection for folks. I really, really worry when you have a business owner that may rely on some of these tools to do small business. If they engage in wrong think or they go to the wrong political event, then all of a sudden they can act in concert and just take you off. You need to have protection against that.
I think there's a reason that several people are saying he could be a contender for 2024 for the presidential nomination on the GOP side of the ticket. Jennifer Horn, you know what? Tell me if I'm wrong, because you're a pro in communications and media. But that's how I do it. That's how, if I were the governor, you take the fight to the putzes in the room who think they're journalists. Is that wrong?
No, it's what he did was absolutely right. First of all, he went out in front of his whole state, and he went out in front of the media, and he forced their hand at covering the story of big tech, which many of them have not been wanting to cover, right? Because Everybody, we all know, I mean, the jig is up. We all know that the Democrats, we all know that the mainstream media and that social media and big tech are working together. Secret's out. It's out there. That ship has sailed to try to keep that under wraps. People have woken up to that. They get it. And so Ron DeSantis did what every governor in this country should be doing. And he stood up there to protect the First Amendment rights of the people of Florida. And for a couple of reasons, you know, this last weekend, I went up to visit my uncle in a place called Tehachapi, California. It's very in the middle of nowhere in California. And
has it got real people?
Real people. Kevin McCarthy. This is Kevin McCarthy's district, actually, that they live in. So it's kind of in the middle of the state. And I decided for the 24 hours, I hadn't seen my family in a long time because of COVID and all of this. So I thought, you know what? I am going to detox from the media. I'm detoxing from social media.
Nice.
I'm going undercover 24 hours. And so,
well, hang on. Was that a hard decision for some? How many hours of radio do you do a day?
I do 7 hours a day.
Was that a hard decision, Jennifer Horn?
It's necessary, I think, every once in a while just to do a digital detox, right? So
right.
I did that. And as I was picking things back up again on Sunday, I started thinking about big tech. And I said, you know, the argument that is being made about what big tech and social media is doing, they're trying to make the argument against conservatives that we should support private business because we supported the baker who didn't want to make the gay wedding cake, right? But it's a little different because if you are a gay couple and you go to a place that doesn't want to make your cake, do you even want them to make your cake? If I walk into a place and they go, I don't like what you say on the radio.
Right.
I don't want to make you something. Well, I don't want you to make it. I have other choices. I take my business someplace else.
Right.
But what big tech has done and what social media has done is they have become there's nowhere else to go. You want to go to Parler? Well, you can't anymore. They've been deplatformed. You want to go to some of these other places that are not as popular. So what's the answer here? The answer is that big tech and social media become utilities. People are depending on them to communicate. So as much as I hate to use the R word, they need some sort of regulation. And they need someone like Ron DeSantis to make them accountable to stop tamping down free thought. Because not only does it affect individuals and people who have opposite opinions, but if big tech gets involved, and he said it right there in that clip we heard, they put the thumb on the scale, and there are things that you may not know ever existed.
Correct.
If big tech takes that away from you. And that is the responsibility that they have that makes them different than a regular private business.
Imagine, you know, we can say if there's no coronavirus, Donald Trump is president. But if the Hunter Biden story is actually not censored, Biden doesn't become president.
I think that's probably true. I mean, this election was so strange and there was so much going on. But when you look at some of these deciding things, the fact that Biden voters at 43 or 47% of Biden voters didn't even know about the Hunter Biden scandal with ties to our biggest foreign adversary, China. Yeah, I think that might have made a difference for some people, especially in those states where it was the state was determined by a couple of thousand votes.
Correct. Jennifer, quick. Adam Schiff, your rep. Is he really?
Yes.
Is he really fishing with Gruesom Newsom to become the AG of California?
He wanted to be Speaker of the House. Nancy Pelosi was grooming him for that, but because he doesn't check enough boxes anymore, he would be out of fashion to take over for Fancy Nancy. So, what does a poor white guy do? Well, he decides that he should probably quit Congress, which he may do, and ask Governor Newsom to appoint him to become the Attorney General of California. Javier Becerra, the current Attorney General, was rewarded with the Secretary of Health and Human Services position because he sued Trump over 150 times as AG of California. And so he gets the reward from Biden. They want to put Adam Schiff in that position so he can ultimately challenge or try to take Dianne Feinstein's spot when she is up for off for re-election again in a couple of years.
So that he can eventually do what?
Take Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat. And that's then, where Adam Schiff wants to be.
Because he thinks he can be president, doesn't he?
Well, he absolutely thinks he can be president. And from what I hear, he was a little upset that Gavin Newsom didn't appoint him to take Kamala Harris's seat. But see, again, he didn't check the right boxes. Newsom went with Alex Padilla.
If he becomes the Attorney General of California, maybe by that time he'll be able to show us the evidence of Russian collusion he promised us for the last few years. But somehow, I doubt it. You've been listening to Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. We are days away from the second Senate trial of Donald Trump. But now, he's not the president. What does it all mean? The Baron is with us next. Boris Epstein here on America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Hear ye, ladies and gentlemen. Hailing from the far reaches of the swamp, the righteous writer of wrongs, the triumphant teller of truths, this is the Baron, Boris Epstein. On America First.
I'll circle back if there's more I can share with you. I'll circle back with you if there's more to convey. I'll have to just circle back with you. We can circle back with I'm happy to circle back with you. I can circle back. I will have to circle back on that one. That's an excellent question.
Oh, such an important question.
We will circle back with you. We'll circle back with you. It's an interesting question, but we'll circle back. I'm happy to circle back, but I'll have to circle back with you on it. It's a good question, but we'll circle back with you on this today. We will certainly circle back with you more direct.
I think somebody did a count. 73 mentions of circling back by the new White House press secretary. Let's ask somebody who is a communications professional his verdict. He is the co-host of our special podcast, The Battle for 1600. We've just recorded episode 49. Check it out now. Subscribe. We go into more detail, a little bit more spicy, lots of fun. He is, of course, the Baron. Boris Epstein. That's pretty pathetic. 73, sir. She must be dizzy by now.
I'm going to have to circle back to you on that.
No, you dare. This is my show. No circling back.
Maybe she's circling. Who knows? It is very disappointing. I think it is beneath the office that Jen Psaki holds to be acting as she has. And I think it's portraying weakness abroad. And that's the last thing we want to have, is weakness as the United States of America, portrayed to our adversaries and, frankly, to our allies. So it's very worrying. I've had the honor and the experience to stand there in the briefing room in the early days of the Trump administration, as you remember, when Sean Spicer was the press secretary. I've got some cool pictures of that are an amazing memory. And it wasn't just an experience. It was you were living history, right? So Jen Psaki, I think I was expecting much more from her, actually. She's got a lot of background in communications, you know, State Department spokeswoman, and she was Obama communications director. Then she was at CNN. And I said this on the podcast on Battle for 1600. I've always disagreed with Jen Psaki, but always thought that she had a particular point of view and that she was able to express it. So either it is the complete inability of her to portray what's happening in the Biden administration, or it is the fact that the Biden administration is inept and taking its cues from its very sleepy, very confused leader, the one and only Joe Robinette Biden.
Did you see the video of him trying to put his pen into his jacket pocket like this? Did you see that video, Boris?
Not good. As my grandmother would have said, Nishgit. In Yiddish, Nishgit. Not good.
The fact that this man is not only the commander-in-chief, he can launch a nuclear war, couldn't put his pen, he had to look down, couldn't try like four times to put the pen in, was mumbling. I've posted the video again on my Twitter and Facebook page this morning. If you don't believe it, watch it. Mumbling, and then he says, put in pocket, put pen in pocket, and then he puts it in his slacks. Boris!
First of all, pen and slacks is a huge mistake. That thing's going to run. Pants are ruined, okay? That's a disaster.
I'm a little bit more worried than his pants, Boris.
I'm worried. Well, I think the pants are a representative of the American way of life. And you know, we talked about this extensively last week, the Keystone Pipeline getting canceled.
Women's yeah, okay, let me ask you. Let's get serious. We've had what? One, two, three, four. This is Thursday. We've had 8 days of the administration. Is it eight? No, it's
almost 2 weeks.
It's 20. It's 2 weeks. It's 15 days. 15 days of administration.
Yeah. Yes, 2 weeks.
How long were you in the administration?
About 4 months.
Okay. So I was there 7 months. We have seen it from the... We've seen the sausage machine from the inside. Okay. Your verdict on the first 15 days?
Full fail. Absolute, total, utter fail. Economically fail. In terms of PR, fail. Just a totally pathetic 2 weeks. The fact that Biden's big vaccine plan literally didn't exist. There's no COVID plan. He already said that it doesn't. That there's nothing they can do. So disaster there. Disaster on the Keystone Pipeline. His climate czar is John Kerry, who is literally like a cartoon character of a bad politician. He's the climate czar and has a private jet at the same time. Doesn't
but it's okay. Work, okay. He said when he flew to Iceland to get the award, he said today, but somebody like me has to have a private jet. I'm going to use that excuse. If I get a private jet, I'm going to say, but someone like me has to have a private jet, Boris. Don't you agree?
He's so fancy and he's achieved so much in his life. He's been such a high achieving person, you know. After serving in Vietnam, and thanks for his service, buying someone else's medals to throw out, okay?
And then testifying against our nation and the Vietnam War in the Senate.
Being a totally useless senator, a horrible candidate for president, Iran's best friend is Secretary of State, can't even ride a bicycle normally.
Hang on, Boris. He did marry up. We're talking to the Baron. Follow him right now at Boris EP. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. You can call us on 833-33-GORKA, but please make sure it's on a phone that is on our side. What do I mean by that? The big phone companies, they give to Democrat candidates. They fund things like Planned Parenthood. You're actually funding people who hate your values. Go with the good guys. The only conservative Christian cell phone company in America, Patriot Mobile, rated number one in customer service. Massive discounts if you use my name. First responders and veterans pay even less. Call them now, 972-PATRIOT. You can keep your own number. They'll transfer it for you. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. And they support the causes you believe in, like the Second Amendment, pro-life, and the First Amendment. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gorka.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
We are back. It is that time of the week where we catch up with the Baron, my former White House colleague, former strategic advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. Follow him right now, Boris EP, also Boris underscore Epstein on Instagram. Things are happening inside the GOP, Baron, that kind of smack of old school, disturbing weakness. We're seeing these attacks on new freshmen, Congresswomen, Boebert and Green. We're seeing some people, you know, who surprised me, signing on to some kind of action against them, removal from committee or what have you. Let me ask you the big picture question. Are we witnessing right now, just 2 weeks after the inauguration, the old GOP trying to snap back like a rubber band? Have they not understood that MAGA is alive and Donald Trump, he may not be in the White House, but he's still the most popular single political figure out connected to the GOP in every single way?
Let's not forget, President Trump received 75 million votes, about 75 million votes in 2020, 63 million in 2016. Unbelievable, huge growth of the Trump movement. So that is very vital to remember. Here's what's happening. And again, for Media Matters, anybody watching, I fully denounce all hate. I'm 100% Jewish. I'm 100% against anti-Semitism. There's no room for it. Full stop. I have dealt with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. I've never felt a smack of anti-Semitism, not an ounce of anti-Semitism. She said some controversial things in the past, and those have no place, full stop.
She came, by the way, she came on this show yesterday, and I gave her an opportunity to distance herself from those comments, and she did.
She did. Lauren, Congressman Bobbitt, I have not really understood what the big issue is. She seems to, she seems to be a congressman who's representative of her constituency and a big believer in the Second Amendment, which, oh my goodness, here's a shocker, is the Second Amendment of our Constitution. So, but here's what's worrying me. What's worrying me is that Republicans are not acting as tough as Democrats. We are, the Republicans are not, some Republicans, and I'm curious who you're surprised at. If you don't want to share, that's okay. But
no, I don't want to talk out of hand, because I just saw somebody's tweet early this morning, and I think I saw, and if I get this wrong, apologies, but they're friends of the show. So, you know, I saw Biggs, and I saw Babin sign on to some measure the Democrats were bringing. And that surprises me.
I would be surprised at that, too. We could check into
we'll check it.
Democrats don't do this, right? When Ilhan Omar went out there and said terrible anti-Semitic things, it's all about the Benjamins, Israel has hypnotized the world, they passed some souped down, watered down, nothing resolution, and she's on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, right, which oversees our relationship with the state of Israel, among others. Rashida Tlaib says anti-Semitic things. She's a leader in the Democrat wing of the House. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez espouses BDS, boycott, divest, sanction, and anti-Semitic movement. She is a leader of the far-left movement in Congress. Jim Clyburn minimizes the Holocaust. He's an elder statesman. So Democrats circle the wagons. They protect their own, and then they attack Republicans. But Republicans fail to circle the wagons. We need to be as tough as Democrats.
What is that going to take? What is that going to take? We do not circle the wagons. Is that just lack of leadership? What is it? Is it the culture of the swamp?
It's a bit of a culture. I think I call it the country club Republicans. You know, it is not MAGA. MAGA is spine. MAGA is strength. But more the old school country club Republicans, they say, oh, well, you know, we need to make sure we're not attacked on the Sunday shows. No one cares. No one cares.
Okay? Can I just stop for a second? I mean, this so takes me back. This so takes me back to the beginning of the Trump administration, where there were people in the building with us, like you and me, political appointees, senior rank, who just wanted the approval of the mainstream media. If the Washington Post said something bad about them, that was the end of the world. Boris, do they not understand who the mainstream media is and how they detest the average American and actually are anti-American in their attitudes? How is that possible?
The ivory tree is tall and it's big. That's the problem. And Republicans need to realize that the Democrats are a base movement, and that we as Republicans also need to be a base movement. We need to be strong. We need to stand up for what we believe in, which is America first, Constitution first, our allies first, being against the woke mob. And you know what? Fine. You don't like something Marjorie Taylor Greene said in the past. You're an American. You're absolutely entitled to that. Say it's wrong. And, you know, you want to pass something that says, oh, that was, we disagree with those statements. Sure. And by the way, I was in favor of taking Congressman King off the committees when that happened, because he said those terrible things about white nationalism while he was a sitting congressman. Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't say anything while she was a sitting congresswoman that now they're going after her for. This is all beforehand. So I urge our Republican team, our Republican movement, to be strong. There's a lot of things you could say about Nancy Pelosi. You could say Sunday morning, good morning. You could say that she's completely out of step with America, the fact that she broke the rules that she was espousing herself around COVID, and she's completely out of touch with everyday Americans. But you have to admit that she's tough. She's strong. She's made it through a lot of battles, and she doesn't back down. We have to be that strong. And that goes to the sham of an impeachment trial.
Yeah, we've got a minute left. What are your expectations for next week's sham impeachment trial?
There will not be a conviction. We now know that because of the 55-45 vote. It was against dismissal, but again, they could not get to the 67 that would be needed for a conviction. So 45 Republican senators voted to dismiss this. So now they obviously cannot go and flip and say they'll convict. So there will not be a conviction. I think the Democrats, based on what they put out in their filing yesterday, are going to put on this emotional, charade of an attack. And then I think President Trump's lawyers are going to push back. If my advice would be push back hard on three vectors: that this trial is unconstitutional, there was absolutely no incitement, the president said march peacefully and patriotically, and that talking about election fraud, voter fraud is constitutional and it's correct. We want election integrity in this country. It is not a quote-unquote big lie, which is a term coined by the Nazis that the Democrats are trying to use against us and the Republican movement, the MAGA movement. So yeah. We need to stand strong against this impeachment. We need to stand strong for Republican members of Congress. Yes, censure or disagree where it needs to be, but we have to stand strong.
That is a sublime summary of your argument from our podcast. We're out of time, but check it out. The Battle for 1600 with my co-host, the Baron Boris Epstein. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. We just recorded episode 49. Thank you, Baron. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, you must try this 100% drug-free product that has provided liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Find out if you could be a success story like Alicia. Call Relief Factor at 800-500-8384. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now, or just go to ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough. Do it now.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
All right, we're looking into that. The move to try and get Congresswoman Green removed from her committees. An amendment has been made by our good buddy, Congressman Babin, to try and change it to Ilhan Omar to be removed. Of course, that amendment will go nowhere as long as Nancy is in charge. But good for you, Brian. And I hope Andy Biggs is doing something similar. So that's what we do. We check on these things because we have to stick together. It's like the Baron said, when are we going to circle the wagons on the right? I'm trying to even remember an instance where that really happened. It may be the closest we got, and it wasn't even a politician, so it kind of doesn't equate. It's not analogous exactly or even closely, is the Kavanaugh hearings. But in the Kavanaugh hearings, it was a couple of people, shockingly, Lindsey Graham, who said this is a disgrace. And the president, of course, and I can reveal to you, I don't think this is a secret now, who had been told by many, many people to withdraw that nomination when they accused Judge Kavanaugh of being a serial rapist with zero evidence. And what he did is he stuck by his nominee because he knew that Judge Kavanaugh was a godly man, was a good man, and he and his family were being put through hell. Why? Not because of anything he had done, but purely because he was Donald Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court. But we don't need it to be the outlier event with regards to Supreme Court justices. We need to play like a team all the time. If somebody does something really wrong, fine. There should be consequences. But tweets or Facebook posts from years ago, when they were private individuals, now being used against newly elected congresswomen. And why are they attacking women? The party of, you know, Me Too, and we're the anti-misogynists. Oh, really? You look like you are the misogynists. What about congresswomen who are actively doing it now, after they've been elected, being anti-Semitic, un-American, and paying zero penalty for that? See how they do it on the left? They stick together. Time for us to learn a lesson from the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, on what it means to be a fighter. Otherwise, the GOP will keep on losing. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never, ever give up. Never give in. And now, especially, stay frosty.